This is Katie Bredeman for Catholic Charities. Last week on The Voice of Charity, we discussed the vital role the Catholic Charities WIC food centers continue to fill in Chicago's economically challenged neighborhoods. This week, for part two of this discussion, Shavanya Dixon and Eric Young describe new initiatives in 2024 that will expand the ways that WIC families can participate in all that these food centers have to offer. Thank you. Shay has joined us by Zoom, and Eric is right here in the studio with me. So glad to have you both on the show today. Eric, can we start off with you? Can you start us off by describing the key role that you play in WIC operations day after day, week after week, each year?
Week after week, day after day. My responsibilities, I'm the director of inventory and distribution management for the WIC program. And what I do is make sure that we have fresh, good, dated food in our 14 WIC food centers on a daily basis. That along with my directors at the warehouse, we make sure that all the product is good and going out in a timely manner. We have a walk-in coolers, walk-in freezers, both. We have two of each, and we make sure that we have fresh product, good dated merchandise, so we can have product for our clients all the time.
And so can you share with our audience a little bit about that warehouse distribution process? Where does the food come from? How many vendors do we work with? And how do you maintain those logistics to make sure everything is fresh in the food centers?
Well, first of all, we have an inventory system that helped us manage our inventory to make sure we first in and first out as they come in. And we have over 200 different items at the warehouse that we ship, mostly direct, and we have some indirect. Indirect meaning direct ship to our WIC food centers. And as we go on day to day, we have approximately about 15 to 20 workers at the warehouse that pull over, that make deliveries. We have five trucks that go out every day making deliveries to our WIC food centers. And then the vendors that we have over 50, we have 25 to 30 vendors. And some of our vendors are well known as Nestle. We have Beechnut. We have the Gerber. We have Goya products. We have a lot of different products all throughout our warehouse, General Mills and Kellogg's. All of them help us to have fresh, efficient delivery of food to our WIC food centers.
That's just amazing. And Shay, it must give you just great peace of mind to know that Eric is the Director of Inventory and Distribution Management for this very large food distribution process.
Absolutely. Eric has been a part of the team, I want to say close to 30 years. He's definitely an asset to our program and our agency as a whole. He definitely brings to the Catholic Charities the culture, the mission, with regards to service and compassion to all, not just our clients, but also our staff.
And I know, Shay, that your time with us is limited today. You know, how about if we get right into it? Can you tell us what some of these exciting new initiatives are for the WIC Food Centers in 2024?
Sure. So I am very excited about, so of course, let me start by saying our program has been around since 1993. We have served in some of the most opportune areas of the city of Chicago, and we continue to do so. This year, we are looking forward to the opportunity to have a mobile WIC grocery initiative launch. This will be one of few in the nation with regards to providing this type of service specifically for WIC families. So we are looking forward to running this WIC mobile truck. We're considering an opportunity to change lives one mobile grocery stop at a time. WIC Nutrition on the Go, that is kind of our tagline with regards to this. So we will be starting this WIC mobile truck. It is a 28-foot ADA approved WIC mobile truck. It's a condensed shopping experience traditionally compared to our WIC food and nutrition centers. However, it will house all the categories that are housed in a WIC food and nutrition center so that moms have access to their benefits in some of the most unopportune communities of Chicago. So we look forward to starting our initiative this summer, 2024, in Austin, West Garfield, and East Garfield, which are considered food deserts in the city of Chicago. And we look forward to start out by serving approximately 400 families with this initiative.
And so this, This week, mobile unit is going to be traveling to these neighborhoods where you're going to be alerting the community that the mobile truck will be there. And it's going to be there numerous days a week, right? This isn't a weekly stop in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. So we are looking forward to being fully stocked, operating 7 days a week with the opportunity to bring nutrition to these families that have struggles with being able to come pick up their benefits.
And so that in addition to that, you've got a wonderful new initiative called Mom's Hub. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, Shay?
Sure. So we have always looked forward to being a distribution center for WIC products, but also our new initiative is really focused on promoting self-efficacy and self-efficiency for our moms and our caregivers. We want to offer an opportunity space where our moms not only come in to pick up their WIC benefits, but we can provide them with the resources necessary to be successful past just nutrition education. So what does that look like for us? We look forward to offering parenting classes. We have postpartum and prenatal doulas. We look forward to sharing with our moms case management, such as how to get benefits for daycare services, how to get benefits to help them with housing. So they're not only coming in to pick up their WIC benefits, but they are aware of resources that we offer as a whole within Catholic Charities or through external partners.
To me, this is such a natural initiative to begin because in many ways, that's one of the beauties of Catholic Charities is these wraparound services, this network of resources that families can tap into. Right, Shay?
Yes, ma'am. So I think that's one of the greatest things is that we're looking for that holistic approach, the opportunity to provide them with everything necessary to be successful in their parenting and their caregiving roles.
And so what do you think will be, what will be your key promotional efforts to try to make sure these communities know of these new initiatives in 2024?
I think one of the most important things is understand that most families who are eligible for SNAP are also eligible for WIC. We take it very serious to not only offer them the foods necessary to feed their family, but we like to share with them nutrition education. We have cooking classes, virtual cooking classes, in person, in addition to just being able to share a plethora of resources necessary to help them be successful in their parenting journey.
And so we always talk about Catholic Charities working, you know, with the blessing of having so many community partners. Would you like to give a shout out, Shay, to some of the community partners that you're working with, you know, as these two new initiatives develop this year?
Sure. So we are in deep conversation with Westside United, Rush Hospital, Northwestern Hospital, and a plethora of other community partners in the East and West community, East West Garfield area, as well as Austin. And we look forward to definitely strengthening our relationship with APAC and all other programs that operate in those neighborhoods.
And when do you see the rollout of these two initiatives? How soon is it all happening?
Sure. So we're looking forward to running them both in July of 2024.
And then just assess, you know, how they're going on a monthly basis or probably daily basis, right?
And absolutely. Yeah. So we're looking at running the pilot for 6 months. And then as we expand and assess and see how things are going, we'll shift this opportunity for the mobile truck to other neighborhoods. As far as the mom hubs, we're starting at our five top performing sites with regards to making sure that these resources are available to our moms in their shopping experience.
And so I'd just like to share with our audience that if anybody is interested in learning more about the WIC program in general or these new initiatives, they can go to wicgrocery.org or call 312-655-7700, Shay. And I just applaud you so much because I know that this has been an exciting but very busy few months for you, right, as these two new initiatives start to roll out.
Yes, it has. But I take pride in the fact of the services that we're able to offer families. And we look forward to whatever we can do to help our moms be more efficient in their day to day. So thank you so much for having me and offering me this opportunity to speak about the initiative.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.